I'm Maria Shakir, and you're watching Left, Right and Center. There is a new star on the Tamil Nadu political horizon. Mega star Vijay on Thursday officially unveiled the flag and symbol of his party, Tamilaga Vetri Kadagam, in Chennai. The mass hero in Tamil cinema aims to contest the state elections scheduled for 2026. The superstar joins the long list of Tamil cine stars who have taken the political plunge. Right from the legendary MGR to Jayalalitha to Vijayakanth and Kamal Haasan, among others. Vijay has boldly chosen to transition into politics at the peak of his film career. Remember, his latest film, Leo, actually grossed over 500 crores, showcasing his immense popularity. However, he has declared he would quit acting after completing his current commitments, emphasizing that politics should not be treated as a hobby, but as a sacred commitment. Vijay's entry has the potential to disrupt the Tamil Nadu political landscape. His large fan base, previously aligned with various political parties, may shift loyalties, impacting major political players. However, the prospect of Vijay winning and forming a government in 2026 remains remote. Will he prove to be a hit in the role of a politician as well? And what impact will his entry have on the state politics? We'll be discussing this over the next 25 minutes. Joining me on the show, Jagdeeswaran. He is the TVK spokesperson. We have Harish Mohammed Ibrahim, political analyst. Kasturi Shankar, actress and activist. We'll be also joined by Ramu Mani Vanan, who's a political analyst. Kasturi Shankar, beginning with you, was this waiting to happen? We hadn't really heard much of it.
You mean the launch of the party flag?
Yes.
Of course. This has been eagerly anticipated by all Vijay fans as well as his party followers.
I hear some sounds.
Hello?
Yes, please. Go ahead, ma'am.
He does have a sizable, extremely surprisingly huge following. They have inducted crores of party cadre through their online app. So, yes, this has been something that has been very eagerly anticipated. The next most eagerly anticipated event will be his conference, the first party conference that is scheduled to be in September. So every time Vijay takes center stage, even when he was facilitating the academic achievers in the state, this was 2 months ago, nearly 2 months ago, that was a huge headlining event. So,
but can he be a disruptor?
I think he is already a disruptor, judging from the very vehement reactions that particularly the ruling party DMK is having. We are seeing this in social media as well as through the comments of DMK functionaries, leaders, etc. They're all extremely hostile towards whatever Vijay does. We are also hearing reports that a location, the venue for his conference is being denied to him.
Okay.
He is having trouble finding anything. Even today, he has been slapped with some cases. He has been slapped
with... Okay, so there is petty politics at play here. Harish Ibrahim, why is the DMK getting jittery about his entry?
And a grand old party which has 100 years of experience in dealing with the Tamil soil, which fought for the Tamil's pride and which stands for the ideology, should have any jittery about an actor who is coming into a political frame for the first time.
Welcome a new entrant in a superstar, because Tamil Nadu has had several superstars as chief ministers, starting from MGR, who was chief minister of the state for three consecutive terms. Then you have Jayalalitha, who was the chief minister for five record times. You know, so it's a long list.
Maria, we welcome and constitution. Anyone is entitled to start a party, and we welcome him with open hearts and open arms. There is no denial about it. And number two, in Tamil Nadu, if there is one party which is against another party, it should be a Dravidian party.
Sir?
And now it is a battle between DMK and ADMK, which has been sustaining for almost 60 years now. But when it comes to a third friend party, we have seen Elmos for the last 60 years in Tamil Nadu political spectrum. We have seen Elmos parties like Vijayakant, parties like Vaiko, parties like... we have any number of parties which came into the political spectrum, but none couldn't stand. Even the Seeman, who has been vocal about in Tamil Eelam issue, he is not even able to gather a single councillor seat. So if Vijay is going to make any changes or any destruction to the political spectrum in Tamil Nadu, it is yet to be watched. We have to make sure what kind of ideology he is going to back up on.
But Tamil Nadu should be welcoming an entry because... But the question is, Jagdishwaran, you are the TVK spokesperson. The party is very much functioning now. What are the challenges that you are, seeing? And for actor Vijay to make this transition at the peak of his career, he has just had a massive success. But his, ideology or belief is rather interesting. He says that this is not a hobby, that politics has to be taken seriously.
Yeah, of course, yes. In a statement on February 2nd, 2002, when the party was officially launched and when we applied for registration in the Election Commission, he very clearly told, I have two more film commitments and after that, I'll be a full-time politician. I'll not be a part-time politician, which means I'm ready to quit my career. As you said, he has been, for producers, he is giving so much money. But take, for example, he'll be a big star for next 20 years. So he's ready to quit that film career and he is entering into politics just to serve people. He was actually serving people for the past 20 years. The Majay Makkal Yakam have been serving people. They have been providing food. They have been doing tuition centers. They have been conducting libraries. So distributing books, so many things. And he thinks, being a social worker, I can do only this much. Whereas it needs political space or political chair to give it to everybody in Tamil Nadu. That's the need for starting a new political party.
Okay.
Are there issues in Tamil Nadu? And there are issues in Tamil Nadu and which needs to be addressed. Say, for example, DMK talks about Samoha Needi. But in real sense scenario, there are so many issues, caste-wise issues, caste discrimination is happening. There is diversity politics happening, both caste-wise. So these issues need to be addressed and he will be addressing those issues. And that's the main reason to start a political party, as you rightly said.
The question is that only recently, in fact, in 2018, Kamal Hassan had launched his own party, which was Makkal Needi Mayyam, which was seen as an alternative to the BJP, which was becoming very popular in Tamil Nadu, some kind of counter to Dravidian forces. But he seemed to be much in conversation right now.
Yeah, the difference between Kamal Hassan and our leader is that Kamal Hassan never said he will be a full-time politician. See, you need to be a full-time politician if you want to make an impact in Tamil Nadu, number one. Number two, he doesn't have an infrastructure. Whereas, thanks to Vijay Makkal Iyakkam, we have 9.5 lakh functionaries. I'm not talking about members, 9.5 lakh functionaries,
okay,
who are getting absorbed into Tamilaga Vetri Kalagam as various district functionaries in various wings, which gives us the edge over other parties. I can confidently say, like DMK and ADMK, we have people in booth committees who will be ready to work when we face into electoral politics.
So
when we go into electoral
politics. What will be new, according to you, Mr. Ramu, in terms of, will it lead to some kind of ideological shift or is there another political party which believes in Dravidian philosophy?
See, I think the first question is that what ideology does this party have?
Yes.
That's my first question, actually. It doesn't seem to advocate any kind of an ideological position. If I would like to know, I would be very happy to know that.
And the second Jagdishwaran will respond to this. Please go ahead, sir. You can ask both your questions.
And then the first thing is about, like, you know, they announce a party and saying that, like, you know, without an ideology, then they kind of declare the flag without a kind of a explanation to the colors and the symbolism it represents. Then the leader or the party state makes a statement that in the coming conference, we'll make all these things clear. My question is that in politics, it takes many years to build a party and a movement. But then this is a very, very cinematic attitude. Like, you know, you run a trailer, you attract the popular people, then you come up with a climax and an anti-climax. Very, very cinematic and dramatic. They are exploiting purely the sentiments and the kind of the weakness in Tamil Nadu's political culture. But if I may explain, but all those people who had come in and succeeded in politics from cinema, but they came from political background, not from cinema to politics, but from politics to cinema, and then from subsequently they built their career in politics. So there is something wrong, like, you know, in the way that they are projecting the party, that we have an infrastructure. Infrastructure is not about politics. And any rich establishment can have infrastructure, can have employees, can have workforce. But then politics is about, like, you know, working at the ground. But I would like to know, in the last few years or few months, or, like, you know, say in the last decade or so, what has Vijay done in the cinema field? And what kind of a political and ideological role that he has taken? Whom has he stood for? All these are very important.
What does TVK stand for, Jagdishwaran?
Yeah, see,
you'll be facing
I would agree
more and
to the
more
fact
of these
that
questions.
Sure. See, I agree to the fact that we haven't released our policy note yet. That will be revealed in our conference, TVK's conference, that is about to happen next month. But we have shown the way that we'll be, that the path that we'll be traveling. We have very clearly said that we will stand for the people rights of Tamil Nadu, rights of Tamil Nadu. We are told we are against divisive politics, be it caste divisive or religion divisive. We are against that. We are against corruption. So these kind of statements we have very given in the first.
That doesn't really specify your ideology.
That's what I agree. That's what I'm saying. We haven't revealed our ideology, but we have shown the way. See, take for example two issues that we have taken. We are against CAA. We are against NEET. That would show where we stand for. Where we stand for the people of Tamil Nadu. People of Tamil Nadu are against NEET. People of Tamil Nadu are against CAA, and we stand for them. We stand for the people's rights. And that is the path that we are taking.
Come
and
again,
that is the path
you
we're traveling.
You said that you are
also.
Against CAA.
Yeah, CAA. We have given a statement already. We are against CAA. We are also against NEET. We are against NEET, that which was revealed by our leader in last month educational conference. So that is the stand of the people of Tamil Nadu, and we stand by the people of Tamil Nadu. That is the path that we're traveling.
So most politicians say that they stand with the people of Tamil Nadu. How will this party be different from an AIADMK or a DMK, and even a BJP, which has been trying to get a foothold in the state's politics? Kasturi Shankar, you of course feel that here is someone who can be seen as a potential challenger to DMK and AIADMK. But will he be able to fill in some shoes? You know, there is a huge political vacuum with the BJP has been trying to fill. But of course, they haven't really got much success.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're talking about in terms of a political vacuum. Maria, I have no idea why you feel there is a political vacuum in Tamil Nadu. I don't. I don't think anybody in the panel is also indicating such a sentiment anyway. As far as being a challenger,
In terms of the big faces that we have seen, the splash of Jayalalitha or you know, in the past, the MGR, that kind of figure, Karunanidhi kind of a figure.
No, I think that's very patronizing of you to say, Maria. And it shows, forgive me, no offense meant, but I think it shows very little understanding of the political landscape of Tamil Nadu. But anyway, we have had superstar politicians in the past as well. I wanted to quickly address what Mr. Ramu said about stars having come in and succeeded with political backgrounds behind them. I want to know if Kamal Hassan will be called by somebody who supports DMK. Does he think Kamal Hassan is a success or a failure? Because he was a star that did not have political history behind him. And he did very well. He disrupted the landscape until he joined his natural ally, the DMK, because he was more ideologically suited towards them. He was never really he claimed to oppose them, but he didn't. In Vijay's case, he very clearly opposes the DMK. His flag is the first flag in many, many years that doesn't have the black color in it, which is the sort of signature color of Pagathirivu and Samuganidhi, which is basically, you know, loosely translated, black stands for atheism and Brahminical hatred and things like that, that the Dravida Kadagam brought into Tamil Nadu. So that kind of caste-based and religion-based politics has been given a boot by Vijay in all his statements so far and in the flag today, very clearly. I feel from the reactions that the DMK cadre and the DMK leaders are having that he is seen as a direct challenger to Udayanidhi in the hustings in 2026. Whether he will win, whether he will create a cabinet in 2026, nobody thinks that is likely. But he is giving people butterflies, and that is an unquestionable fact. This more so to the DMK, which is in ruling, which has Udayanidhi that will be directly affected, who will be directly affected more than ADMK or BJP or Seema, who all have vastly differing ideologies and establishment and cadre in the state.
Okay. Ramu Manivan?
Yeah.
Okay, so you heard Kasturi Shankar. Of course, she feels this is an entry which is far bigger than what is being seen on the surface. Here is someone who has, even the color of the flag is a thought. I mean, there is the absence of black, she reads it in a different way than you, sir.
Yeah, see, you're talking about a person who has a considerable significance in cinema. And then I must repeat what I had said earlier, that you're talking about a person who has not explained his ideology. You're talking about a flag which has not spelt his orientation. It is an interpretation of the speakers here, what it means and what it does not mean. It should be explained by the party and the party spokespersons. And that's the first point. And then the second thing is about, this is the big thing that has to happen. Big thing by which sense about, is it about political, huge political development in Tamil Nadu at the ground, the mass movement, or the farmers movement, or the industrial issues, or about the education issues? The statement that he made about NEET and then about education is also at the conference, not at the any kind of at the public space. So you're talking about a person who's who has not really gone to the field and worked, and then you're saying this is the biggest thing to happen. This is the kind of a lack of political understanding of what politics is. And also what happens at the surface level. And then as far as about I'm not here to say how successful Kamal Haasan and what he should have been. But as far as the reasons why even Kamal Haasan failed.
Not tasting success without political background. And people like Sarath Kumar and Kamal Haasan were direct entrants into the political field. I'm asking you directly, sir, is he a flop or a hit? He is with you. He is with the DMK Alliance. Is he a flop or a hit?
See, we are not here to defend. We are not here to defend about what Kamal Haasan did, what Sarath Kumar did. But the reason they went and joined with somebody is also the fact.
Like him. Generalized political history without history as something that is bound to fail, right?
So that's what I am trying to advocate. That's the precise reason why that what has been failed for other people without a political, substantial political work in the field with the people, and how different that Mr. Vijay's party is.
Okay. I have just enough time for Harish and the last word to Jagdishwaran. Please go ahead. Mr. Ibrahim.
Yeah. I want to clarify some of the thoughts which has been spewed by Madam Kasturi as a misinformation. First of all, the party flag of the black in the DMK party flag determines that there is a darkness in the political spectrum, there is a darkness in the economical spectrum, and to relieve that, the red color which has been formed. So there is a miscommunication or misinformation she is spewing, number one. And number two, whatever the party which comes into the... Madam, please refrain. Refrain from interruption. Madam, please refrain from interruption.
Sir,
no one interrupted you.
You cannot.
No one interrupted you. Have some political decency. Have some decency.
If
have some decency.
Okay, please, okay, please quickly make your point.
Madam, even if you have spewed misinformation, I waited to rebut it. So please have some decency. Please have some decency, Madam Kasturi. Madam Kasturi, have some decency in the political debate. You are spewing a misinformation. You doesn't know the basics of DMK class, and you are spewing a misinformation.
Because you are the spokesperson of this party, which has been formed by
Maria, will he be contesting,
and is the party prepared to contest the election in 2026? Is that the focus right now?
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Can you please repeat
it? Is the focus now to prepare for battle for 2026, the assembly elections in the state?
Of course, the electoral politics is always in the 2026, but what our leader has said is we need to work for the people. The people's politics comes first.
Sure.
And only then the electoral politics comes. We need to become the primary force. See, our flag symbolizes inclusivity. Our flag symbolizes we will be the primary force of this state. So that's what we are looking at. I mean, people can decode it in a different way. Our party president will reveal everything, what we stand for, what does this flag symbolizes, what does each color symbolizes. There are different colors. There is pink, there is green, there is blue, which is, I mean, in a political spectrum, we can say red symbolizes revolution, there is pink, there is blue for Dalit communities. We can do all those things. But our party president will reveal it. And one thing I can surely say is we'll work to become the primary force of this state.
All right. Jagdishwar, and we will attain that. Ibrahim, Ramu, and Kasturi Shankar, thank you so much for joining us.